God's answer to Job's sufferings. Day 30. Bible reading from Job. Chapter 38. Verses 1 to 11.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this who darkens counsel? By words without knowledge. Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut in the sea with doors, when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I fixed my limit for it, and set bars and doors? When I said, 'This far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop.'"
We have read what the three friends had to say, how Job replied, and what Elihu said. What next? More than a human voice is needed, and God speaks in his own time and way. He seems to have passed by Elihu. Later, he reprimanded the three friends, but now he speaks to Job. It is interesting that God still doesn't tell Job about Satan's attack. He did not explain Job's sufferings. But the revelation of his power and wisdom reduced Job to humble silence. God asked Job 57 questions. Each one brought before Job God's greatness. God was saying, "Job, if I can do all this, and I have done it, don't you think you can trust me? Don't you think I know what I am doing?" God went on to speak about the mysteries of nature and even the mystery of life itself. Then in the 40th chapter, God challenges Job, and Job has nothing to say. God asked, "Job, if I did all this, now are you going to try and teach me what I should do?" God went on again until Job was completely humbled before the Lord. He came to a new appreciation of God's sovereignty, and even of God's grace. We can prove the same regarding trials. Satan might bring trials into our lives, and he will never lift them, but God will in his own time and way. God's grace can be sufficient, and we can prove that over and over. God was there all the time with Job and never changed his thinking about Job. For times in chapter 42, verses 7 to 9, God said, "My servant Job." Job was given a new ministry, praying for his friends. Then he was given new prosperity. He received double the worldly wealth he had previously, and he was given 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. It could be said that he had 14 sons and 6 daughters, some here and the others over there. Last of all, Job's story was recorded for us as a tremendous example of the power and grace of God in spite of all the attacks of Satan. Thank God for this wonderful book.